Preliminary results from Wednesday's election announced so far show Danielle Chapo leading with over 50% of the vote in 9 of Mozambique's 11 provinces. In the capital Maputo, Chapo is ahead with over 53%, followed by independent candidate Venancio Mondlane at just under 34%. Chapo has led at every polling station counted, according to the chairperson of the Maputo Provincial Election Commission, Lucilia Sitoy. She says Danielle Francisco Chapo, 656,056, which corresponds to 68.02. Venancio Antonio Bila Mondlane, 260,792, which corresponds to 27.04%. The two other presidential candidates, Osuf Momat of the opposition Renamo Party, polled 9.6% of the vote in Maputo, followed by Lutero Simango of Mozambique Democratic Movement, MDM, with 2.86%. A similar scenario is also occurring in the central province of Zambezia, traditionally an opposition stronghold. There, Chapo is leading with 73%, with Mondlane a distant second with 14.7%. In Sofala province, another long-time opposition stronghold, Chapo held 65% of the vote. Turnout in Wednesday's election was relatively low, less than 50%. According to data so far showed by electoral bodies, close to 9 million of Mozambique's 17 million registered voters did not vote. In the northern province of Nampula, the largest constituency in the country, more than 2 million voters stayed home and tens of thousands cast blank votes, a common form of protest in Mozambique showing dissatisfaction with all the candidates. Final results are expected in about 2 weeks. Independent political analyst Dercio Alfazema says the next president faces high expectations from the public.
Our expectations are number one is
to be well governed, so we have a challenge to obtain a better result. The people want the end of corruption. We are looking for more security. We are looking for more health service and the quality of education. The extension of the services such as infrastructure. We also have the problem of terrorism in the north, the kidnappings, the young people are looking for jobs and some opportunities. The president-elect will be sworn into office in January when current president Philippe Nyusi, who is barred by the constitution from running again, steps down at the end of his second 5-year term. Charles Mangwiro for VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.